A Man's Guide to Summer Dress, Part 2. Welcome to Part 2 in our Hot Weather Dressing Series. In this article, I'm going to cover the general guidelines to remember when dressing for the heat and specifically get into hot weather headwear, footwear, lower body clothing. If you haven't already, make sure to go through and listen to Part 1. I go over a lot of standalone pieces such as jackets and other things. And I also have three important bases that I lay there. I start off by saying that you've got to make sure during hot weather that you keep your clothing, one, clean, two, keep it lightweight, and three, keep it understated. Now, I'm going to add two more to that, building off of those three bases. Number four, natural fibers. So when selecting the clothing you're going to wear in hot weather, always check the label to see what the garment is made from. Because despite all the advances we've made in the last 100 years in textile development, quality plant fiber fabrics are still some of the best that you can get. Cotton's the most popular, but of course you're going to see linen, and there are other ones out there. The natural properties of plant fiber fabrics, it allows them to dissipate heat, pass moisture through, and this is exactly what you want when the temperature rises. Number five, loosen up. So please know I'm not advising you to wear your clothing two sizes too big. What I'm aiming for is enough room to allow airflow as you move about normally. So tight, restrictive clothing is not something you want to wear in the summer. And you may even notice that linen trousers, linen jackets, these are going to be cut a bit looser than their normal, regular, winter or fall wear brethren. And there are other things that you can do to loosen up as well. Typically, when I wear a sports jacket and dress shirt during the summer, I'm going to be unbuttoning my cuffs on my dress shirt, on my sports jacket, and no one's really going to notice, yet it allows just a bit more airflow to go up and down my sleeves. And instead of wearing a tie, I'm just going to skip the tie altogether. And I'll just be rocking that pocket square. And instead of, on my dress shirt, leaving one button undone, I'll usually go for two buttons. I'll have my V-neck undershirt. So all this is going to work fine. And it's these little things which are going to allow a little bit more air to get in there and allow me to feel a bit cooler. Hot weather clothing specifics. Lower body menswear, shorts, jeans, chinos, and dress slacks. So let's go ahead and start off with shorts. Shorts are casual wear, period. No matter how you dress them up, they're not in the same league as trousers made from a similar fabric. So outside the U.S., they are not universally accepted as appropriate wear in public. Now, since there's been so many traveling Americans out there, we have kind of told the world that we're just going to do it anyway. But that's still, for many parts of the world, they look at this as something that children wear. And for a grown man, there are alternatives. And I'm going to get into those. But think twice about wearing shorts, especially when you're outside the U.S. There are just so many other options out there, and they're going to look better. Now, if you're going to be wearing shorts, for summer wear, anything that sits a few inches above the knee is going to be fine. Higher, it starts to enter the territory of gym shorts, and lower, they look like capris, which we don't really want to get into. What fabrics? Short fabrics should be cotton. Not only is this the perfect fabric for hot weather, but it's durable, and you'll be able to wash it in rougher conditions, so if you get grass stains or food stains on it, it's going to be fine. You can just throw it in the laundry, throw in a lot of detergent, and you'll be able to take care of that. Light khaki, tan, and even white if you're not attending a barbecue are fine. Madras, a summer staple with Indian origins, is a multicolored patchwork fabric from very lightweight cotton. It was introduced in the U.S. About 50 years ago, and it is safe for the younger man. And you'll even see it in sports jackets, by the way, which actually makes a pretty interesting sports jacket, but you need to know what you're doing there style-wise. Short styles. The simpler the shorts, the dressier they're going to look. Hence, cargo shorts with their oversized pockets, logos, and loops are the most casual and should be reserved for the younger man, and even in that case, it's for a casual event. On the other end of the spectrum are the sleek dress shorts you see for golfing. complete with belt loop and pleats. These are meant to be worn with shirts tucked in and are made from tighter woven cotton fabrics. These are dressier. You don't have to go with the pleats. In fact, I would avoid pleats on shorts, but if you're in that area, you kind of know that, okay, you've entered the two worlds of short styles. So what to wear with shorts? Naturally, they're at home with t-shirts and sandals. Most of us consider it dressing them up when we wear them with a polo shirt. So pairing them with anything more formal than a short sleeve button-up sports shirt requires a bit of, I would say, you need to know what you're doing style-wise. So if you plan on wearing them with a blazer or a sports jacket, I don't know what you're doing listening to this audio, because you are definitely up there. That's something that I see maybe in the streets of Chicago or New York City, definitely fashion forward. Again, if you're going to pull it off, I'm not going to get into it because it's just a little bit too advanced for this audio. Denim jeans and heat. Blue jeans are not my first choice when it comes to lower body wear on a day that exceeds 90 degrees. Although normally made from cotton, their extremely tight weave and treated fabric, it really inhibits a lot of the positive attributes of the fabric, and they don't vent very well, and they can trap in heat and cause excessive sweating. The only exception would be very lightweight denim that actually is designed for hot weather wear. Cotton chinos. Often a better choice than jeans is cotton chinos that have a looser weave that allows airflow, and in general, they're going to fit a bit looser and you're going to have more room. So these are also lighter in color, and I think that if you want to choose to go with a little bit shorter of a length, one that not looks like high waters, but one that actually has no break, that works well too, because whenever you walk around the airflow, it's going to feel like basically the air is moving there, so you can get these tailored to fit you like this. In addition, if you're wearing a pair of boat shoes without socks, that'll feel pretty nice. Another option is actually to roll the bottom of the trouser to, again, make it temporarily shorter and allow airflow up into the legs. Dress trousers in heat. Tropical wools or high-end cotton weaves should be the fabrics you look for in a good pair of summer dress trousers. By far, these are some of the best lower body coverings for summer. Lightweight and breathable, they promote airflow and resist trapping heat. Wool's going to drape better, it's going to resist wrinkling, and as long as it's made from a very lightweight, it's going to be just as good as cotton, if not better, in terms of keeping you cool. Hot weather footwear. Sandals, one of man's oldest forms of footwear. They are nonetheless a very informal type of footwear and should be worn accordingly. Coming in a wide variety of styles, they range in their level of casualness based on the extent they show the feet and from what material they are made. Thus, leather sandals that do a good job covering up your feet are a little bit dressier than synthetic material sandals that show and expose almost all of your foot. And flip-flops? Well, those are for the shower or the beach, and that's it. Canvas sneakers. A casual choice, perfect for hot weather. These shoes are often made from natural fibers and are light enough to allow your feet to breathe. They go great with shorts, especially when paired with low-cut socks, and are even better wear with jeans and chinos. Boat shoes. Boat shoes serve a practical purpose. Their soles are cut to help you avoid slipping on the deck and delicate surface of a watercraft. And like many practical tools, they escaped their natural boundary years ago and have established themselves as a piece of classic summer footwear, due in large part to their variety in color and the fact that they almost should be worn sockless. Italian loafers and moccasins. I specify the Italian style here, as you typically see these dress shoes made with lighter and more delicate leathers than their English or American counterparts. Designed for wear in a Mediterranean climate, you'll find the thin, subtle leather very comfortable despite the heat. However, be careful, as this type of footwear is very susceptible to damage from the elements. They're perfect to wear with dress slacks in the summer. Let's talk about hot weather headwear. The first step in selecting a hot weather hat is to understand your personal headwear needs. Ask yourself under what conditions you're going to need the hat and whether you're concerned with style, function, or both. Functional hats that simply protect you from the sun are cheap and easy to find. Stylish hats that double as functional hot weather companions are more difficult to track down, but not impossible. And in fact, some of the best ones come from parts of the world where they're almost a necessity. So let's go ahead and get into styles and shapes. The Panamas, the straw fedoras, the tillies, the linen caps, these are all great options available to the man interested in wearing stylish headwear that serves the purpose of protecting him from the sun. Because think about it, if you've ever been in the Arizona sun and it's 100 degrees, 110 degrees out there, that heat just cooks your head. And the right hat is going to shave 10 to 20 degrees right off by protecting the top of your head. So think about the size of the brim that you're going to need. My advice is you should ensure the brim is large enough to keep the sun off your face and neck when the sun is at its peak. So if you're not going to be outside much, that's when a linen cap perhaps is great. But if you're going to be outside in that sun, you really want to look at a straw fedora or a Panama. Materials and weave. The best summer hats are made from plant fibers and woven in a way that they block light, retain their shape, and allow airflow. Usually, this is why you see such a wide range in prices. A Panama hat woven from a low-quality fiber in one day will cost 1/100th of a hat woven from a quality fiber that takes a full month to weave and shape. Airflow. Beware of gummed-up straw hats that do not allow airflow through the crown. Despite feeling lightweight in build, they're like wearing a plastic bag on your head and are more suitable for show than function. Vents are a good thing. Mesh crowns are even better. High-quality Panama hats use a weave pattern that, although appearing solid, does allow airflow. However, be prepared to pay for this mix of style and function. Fit. You have to get your hats fit right. Anything too tight and you'll be feeling lightheaded before noon. Too loose and the hat will be resting on the wrong side of your head and it's not going to promote proper airflow. Look for a quality tanned leather sweatband. Fabric sweatbands are okay, but they're going to need to be replaced after an extended wear. Elastic sweatbands are found in lower quality hats. However, for a first-time, price-sensitive buyer, they are an acceptable compromise. Don't forget your handkerchief. Okay, so you want to have something just to wipe the sweat off. Yes, it may seem a little bit uncouth, but it's better than using your wrist. Finally, always carry a change of clothes. Although it requires a bit of forethought, bringing an extra set of clothing to change into can enable you to look your best as the day unfolds. All you need is a shower, go in there and change, and you're good as new. All right, this summarizes this section on dressing for hot weather.